Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
40. You're going to be 50 almost, Joe. Like, or 50? Yeah? It's going to be there. It's okay. It's a state of mind. Doesn't matter. 50 is the new 40. Everyone knows that. Like, that's the deal that they just made to get this guy. Now, is he going to live up to it? How does he live up to the contract? That remains to be seen. Like, just showing up here and having that presence in the lineup alone is going to take a load off of everyone else right there. Ramos.
Yes.
Jung-Hoo Lee. Willie Adames, as I've mentioned ad nauseum. 888-957-9570. I want to hear the Giants fans that love this trade. And if you have some reservations about the trade at all, I would love to hear it. Because I'm trying to wrap my head around the negatives. And well, it's really just comes down to, you know, if he's a malcontent or not.
No, here's not negative.
I feel like that's what it is.
Here are the concerns. Here are the, if you, because there's always a risk. Like,
and I don't want, like, the injury's a risk with every single trade of all time. The history of the sport, that goes without saying.
This guy's been relatively healthy.
Yes.
But here's what I would say to you. Like, no, there's other risks, right? There's always risks when you make moves. What are the risks? What position is he going to play? Right? That's number one.
I mean, hey, real quick, by the way, shout out to Universal DH. A lot of Giants fans were upset about that. I know Sam still feels some type of way about the NL and the pitchers hitting. This is perfect for them.
Oh no,
could they have made this move if the pitcher was still hitting?
No.
There you go. So shout out to Universal DH. It's official. It's official.
It's why it was so difficult to pull the trigger on Pujols and Vlad Guerrero way back in the day, because you couldn't offer those extra years on the back end saying, oh, you'll just be a DH.
Exactly.
Like, you know, JD Martinez, when they missed out on him a few years before, I think he ended up with the Red Sox.
Yep.
There's a lot of guys where they could have gone after and given extra years to, and you're a little more reluctant when you were a National League team.
And now you got the Universal DH in the NL, and you can get a guy like Devers. And again, this isn't like the end-all, be-all. He could have a spot. Hell, he could be third baseman for all we freaking know. Probably not going to happen because you have a platinum glove winner there. But you know what? Chapman's not there for another month. And let's say Devers goes to third base, Joe, and he looks pretty freaking good. And he's hitting well, and everything's going great. Are you going to mess that up?
Well, I'm throwing out, like, are we sure that, like, one of these three guys isn't maybe going to try out second base in the next year and a half? I mean, I'm just throwing that out there. Like, right? Like, obviously, Devers is a little bulkier than these other two, but, like, are we 100% convinced that Adames and Chapman and Devers are going to stay where they're at and not one of them might consider a second base move?
We got three made men here for the foreseeable future in the infield, at least. We know that for sure. Matt Chapman, Willie Adames,
yes.
Rafael Devers. Everything after that, I don't know. Pick and choose your spots and we'll figure it out.
I'm
and that's
you.
The next like question, right? And that's going to be the answer for Buster Posey, Bob Melvin, Manassian, all those guys to figure out what combination is the best going forward. And they got time to do it.
So what are some of the other risks? Like, what position is he going to play? That's a fair one, right?
Sure.
Like, that's a fair one. What attitude does he have coming into this clubhouse? Does he feel valued? That clearly is a part of what really drove the divide between him and Boston. You didn't come to me and let me know that Bregman was coming here. Like, I think he felt that he wasn't given the amount of respect needed. And I think that Posey would have a better way, I'm hoping, of bringing it head on. And I think maybe I do believe there's a difference when you move teams and you go to a team that already has a Gold Glover, as opposed to I'm the third baseman and you bring in a Gold Glover and you don't talk to me. I do think there's a difference.
The whole thing with Boston these last few years, ownership, the GM, it's all been very strange.
I'm shorting them as an organization.
Yeah, no, I'm putting this more on Boston, if anything. But the proof is in the pudding. Like, Mookie Betts is gone. Xander Bogaerts is gone.
Yeah.
Rafael Devers, like, all your main pieces to winning a World Series a few years back, hell, more than a few years, 7 years ago, 8 years ago, whatever the hell it was, like, that's on the Red Sox organization more so than on those players, as far as I'm concerned.
I would agree. But if from, like, again, going back to what other risks are there, Harrison might end up one day becoming the guy that you thought he was going to be here.
I mean.
No, I'm laying out the risks, okay?
Are we, like, regretting the Zach Wheeler thing?
I don't. I don't.
I mean.
But there are people out there that do. I don't. Now, that was for a rental. This is a guy under team control.
It's all about, like, perspective of where those Giants teams were at. So when Zach Wheeler ended up actually being good, there was no other good pitchers around him for him. Like, the end of Madison Bumgarner, I guess, like, great.
He wasn't good till 6 years later.
Exactly.
Okay?
And it didn't matter at that point for the Giants because they were turning a new leaf.
If Kyle Harrison has a Zach Wheeler-like career arc, I don't think anyone here is really going to be that upset about it.
Well, let me just tell you this. Unless you are Pedro Martinez, almost always, I am going to take, like, there's the elite arm, which I will hold out, right? I'm talking Lincecum, Pedro, like, Verlander in his prime.
Paul Kershaw. Right?
Okay, like, that's what you're hoping. But
yeah,
almost always, if it's between, like, a number two starter and an everyday player, I'm taking the everyday player.
Absolutely.
Like, and we saw this with the Cespedes, Johnny Lester trade. It's one of the all-time blunders. You lose your middle-of-the-order guy for a guy that's going to pitch every 5 days. I'm always going to lean lineup player.
And as we're talking about this and how hard it is to attract, like, good hitters, like, it's not hard to attract good pitchers here.
Yes.
This is a pitcher's ballpark, as we alluded to last week. And a lot of people kept calling in for the this or that. Do you want, like, the home field that, you know, caters to the hitters or to the pitchers? A lot of people are calling in, no. I want the pitcher's park. Okay. So you're going to attract pitchers no matter what. Robbie Ray, let's see if he re-signs this year, right? You got Logan Webb locked up. You're going to be able to get pitching here. What you can't get and what's been hard to get are bats.
And
you just got one of the top 10 hitters in the game. Not my words, Clayton Kershaw's words.
And your surplus currently is where?
Pitching,
right?
Yes.
So you're dealing from a position of strength that you already have, which is a good thing. So, but you have to be willing to live with, hey, Kyle Harrison might develop into something. And I'm willing to live
with
that.
Great.
Are you?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like,
yes.
He might, but... as you've mentioned, I'm taking the everyday player 10 times out of 10 over the guy that's going to pitch every 5 days.
I'm 100% with you. All right, so next one. You have to live with the fact that maybe James Tibbs develops into something.
He might. And that might hurt if he ends up being like a perennial all-star.
All right, but is he going to, right now, you taking him over Ramos and left?
No.
No. So, like, Ramos is my guy right now. Jung Woo Lee signed under a big deal. We're really talking about one position. We're talking about right field.
Yeah.
Okay, and like, maybe 3 or 4 years from now, he becomes that guy. Like, this team's trying to win right now.
Exactly.
It's go time right now. Go time is not 2 years from now. I've been waiting for way too long. I'm okay with it. And I'm willing to live with the risk that he might one day develop into that guy. Jordan Hicks, like, I don't even know. Is he a reliever or a starter? He's not a starter to me.
He doesn't know what he is. So that tells you all you need to know. I don't even know if the Red Sox know what he is.
And look, Sam, I don't want you to, like, dump on the guy, all right? But, Sam, you have said to me on numerous occasions, there's some weird energy around Jordan Hicks in that clubhouse, is there not?
I mean, at times, yeah, I kind of felt like, you know, he was kind of doing his own thing at times. I would say that, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm okay
marches
with it.
To the beat of his own drum.
Yeah.
There you go.
Which is fine. Not everyone has to fall in line, but you're not that good.
Well, I was going to say, you don't have to fall in line, but you also have to, like, produce if you're going to be that dude. And if you're not going to be that dude and you're not producing, then yeah, you can kick rocks as far as I'm concerned.
Now,
I don't need any negativity in my clubhouse right now. Not when I got Willy Adames.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, cool. There you go.
Here's another risk that I think is fair. Like, Bob Melvin and different personalities in the clubhouse. That was a problem in San Diego. You know, you bring in some high-priced guys, they start feeling themselves. Now, is that the personnel, specifically the clubhouses in San Diego? Is that Juan Soto? Was that Bob Melvin? Was it a combination of them? Like, I do think that it's fair to wonder, how's this mix going to work? Now, Adamas says that he's known him for 10 years. I trust Adamas. I think we have pretty good leadership currently. Wilmer and Adamas are great leaders. Chapman is a great leader in that clubhouse. I'm hoping that Rafael Devers and everyone can get along. But that's a risk. Would you agree?
Yeah, I'm actually looking right now at Alex Cora, obviously manager for the
Red
Sox.
I like Alex Cora.
I do, and I'm just looking at, this was from Mass Live, from a couple days, June 14th, so literally 2 days ago. Why is Red Sox Rafael Devers taking grounders before games? Alex Cora gives definitive answer. And then he just gave an answer saying, we talk, but he's my DH, Cora said. Let's leave it at that. And then asked if expected Devers to only be at DH for the rest of the season, Cora said yes. And that's it. But Devers was clearly not wanting to do that because he was taking grounders before games still.
This has an NBA feel to it.
It's very...
This is, I'm done playing for you.
Yeah.
Does it not?
Yes. It's very Miami Heat, Jimmy Butler-esque. Now,
but this guy's in his prime.
And Jimmy Butler as a personality, just so much different than Rafael Devers, mm-hmm. obviously. And Devers being from the Dominican Republic, obviously. There's layers to all of this. But the fact that he was... Let's just be honest. He's their best player. Like, he is their best player.
Hands down.
And he didn't feel appreciated there.
No.
And he wanted to leave.
Let me ask you another element of risk. What is this? Where does this leave Bryce Eldridge? Is he a first baseman? Is Devers your first baseman? Are we just accumulating talent and figuring it out? I kind of like the, let's just accumulate talent, figure it out. Does he go to the outfield? Does this stymie him in any way?
It's a great problem to have. How about I answer that?
I agree.
Just figure it out. You know what? If the bat's working, and let's be honest, if JT Snow was saying like he needed to work on his defense, Bryce Eldridge, maybe he is the DH going forward. Who cares? Again, in today's baseball, just hit it and I'll figure it out.
I'm with
right?
you.
Like, there you go.
Shohei doesn't even play in the field.
He doesn't need to.
He's so good.
Well, and also he's Shohei.
I hate him so much.
He's also Shohei Ohtani. He's going to be pitching again today. Guy's incredible.
And better not bet on himself.
Always bet on yourself. Joe,
bet on the over.
And he had two home runs over the weekend, two in one game. He's pretty incredible. But you know what? The Giants got their guy now to go up against the Shoheis, the Manny Machados. Rafael Devers brings legitimacy to this lineup that desperately... When's the last time you looked at a Giants roster, or an opposing fan base for that matter, looked at a Giants, you know, lineup every day and said, huh, wow, I actually kind of have to fear that guy. Like, when's the last time? When Buster Posey was there? That's it.
And let's call it what it is. Buster's a all-time player. Devers is a better hitter in terms of power than Buster Posey.
Yes, and there's
Buster, batting average, was a very good contact guy. Yes. Hit that was like, I want Buster on my team every
yes.
day. But Buster's a Hall of Fame catcher, and how I view offensive production from that position is different. Devers is a Hall of Fame hitter.
Yes. He's that freaking
That's
good.
The kind of bat you're looking at.
And he's a lefty. That's a lefty.
I know.
That helps.
I mean, he's on pace for 3,000 hits.
If he stays around into
his late 30s.
Again, we were talking about Manny Machado being like the last guy to even like touch that. Like, no, Rafael Devers, you're right, is right there. He's 28 years old.
When you watch the lineup over the weekend, Friday night in particular, it goes Shohei, Mookie, Freddie Freeman, Will Smith,
Teoscar Hernandez.
Teoscar Hernandez. What's the other guy's name? Come on.
Pajes.
Max Muncy. I mean, it's a relentless lineup. Now I look at the Giants lineup and I say, it may not be as prolific. Jung-Hoo Lee, Adames, Devers, Ramos, Chapman, Wilmer. That's a freaking great six.
It is.
That's a great six.
They all have the potential to go deep too.
Now, hypothetically, in this world, as we talk about Bryce Eldridge, let's say he does come up at some point. There's like no pressure for this guy.
None.
Like none. Jung-Hoo's got more pressure. Adames has more pressure. Devers, Ramos, Chapman, Wilmer. I mean, God, we're sitting in a position of strength right now. This could not have gone better if you're a Giants fan.
Oh, it could not have gone better if you're a Giants fan. It could not have gotten worse if you're a Boston Red Sox fan.
Why do you say that?
Because they're upset, to say the least. You know, Boston, you know, they're sports fans. We got a taste of it a couple years ago when the Warriors took them out in six at the Garden. You were there, Joe. You were loving every single second of it. You know that fan base.
Oh, yeah, they're the worst.
Let's hear it.
Second only to Philly.
Hey, Giants fans, you want to taste some Boston Red Sox tears this morning? Well, here you go.
What are you trying to show these younger guys? Just brought up these two rookies here. You really want them around Devers in that whole situation right now? So I get it. People are fired up. People are upset. You got to think about the locker room and what they're doing. And Alex Cora's got a vision, and you got to think he's married with Craig Breslow at some point in this. Not blind to it.
What I would like to see whenever they have a press conference about trading Devers away, that they come forward and say, look, we appreciate everything that he's done. He was part of a World Series team, but we cannot have players not doing what management asks them to do. And I think that's the problem.
I didn't like his attitude either. But, you know, let's be realistic. Athletes, a lot of times these days, are like children. When you're a parent, you pick your battles with your kids. This was a battle that I don't think should have needed to be made, because Devers is not a good fielder. He wasn't any good fielding at third, and I don't think he would have been any better fielding at first.
He's entitled, me. I mean, from the beginning of training camp, he came in terribly out of shape. You had an organization that gave you $30 million a year, $300 million. Where was the respect he showed to the Red Sox and their fans? Coming into shape, coming into camp so out of shape that they couldn't even put him on the field. I mean, it was ridiculous from the start. I was in last night. There wasn't a person there, I'm not kidding you, within 20 feet of me that had a good thing to say about him. When he was getting up, I mean, nobody, it's just, you know, like when you were talking about Judge coming to the plate, you know, you have that feeling when he comes there. I never had that feeling with him.
The amount of coping in these calls.
The copium.
So this is Boston WEEI callers calling in and basically crushing this guy on the way out the door.
That's exactly what it is. And we're going to have one of the hosts at WEEI, Jermaine Wiggins, joining us at 8:30, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. And I want to get his thoughts on all of this, right? Former athlete. And that whole situation between Alex Cora, Craig Breslow, and that's another thing on this. The general manager, president of baseball operations, whatever his title is over in Boston, Craig Breslow, though, and getting this done and being a former player, a guy that's, you know, pitched against Buster Posey in his career, clearly a relationship between both of those guys. I think that's important in all of this. I don't know what Farhan Zaidi's relationship was with some of these other GMs and president of baseball operations guys around the league, Joe. Don't know what it was.
Yeah, but he also was unwilling to even discuss trading any of his prospects at any point. Name one legit prospect that he even discussed trading. Not a lot. They didn't trade any of them, but
Caleb Killian.
Yeah, who?
Who?
Exactly. Caleb Killian.
Who?
Yeah. Exactly. That's
Farhan would never have gotten, like, the whole, like, where is everyone going to play thing. Farhan would still be hung up on that right now if this was last year.
No, they'd still be looking for a shortstop.
They'd still be looking for a shortstop.
And we try to convince us that Brett Wisely is the answer.
And who knows what they were going to do at third. I'm trying to convince us Brett Wisely is the answer. That's so true.
Again.
That text I got from people, Brett Wisely 2.0's arrived.
It's June 16th. You just acquired Rafael Devers. You're in the second spot of the NL wild card. You have the third highest run differential. Check that. Fourth highest in run differential in the National League. But first, when it comes to all those NL wild card contenders, like, you're right there. You're two games back of the Dodgers for the NL West. This is a move that signifies to me we are not satisfied with just being a wild card team. We feel like we could go up against the Dodgers, beat them, and we're going to double down and do this move to signify that. I can now, if I'm a Giants fan, legitimately go into a series and say, you know what? I have the bats to compete, and I know I have the pitching that is, more often than not, better than the opposition's pitching
100%.
In the division when it comes to the Padres, when it comes to the D-backs, and when it comes to the freaking LA Dodgers, who we even referenced their injury report on Friday. There's like 10 guys on that injury report pitching. But we know what the bread and butter is for that team. It's the bats. And that's what, you know what? You even referenced it, Joe. I didn't even think about it. Just the timing of it all. And they've said, Buster Posey said they've been working on this for weeks. So it might have just been, you know, circumstance when it came to you know, the announcement yesterday. But the fact that it came the day after you got absolutely destroyed by that lineup, it was refreshing to see the pivot and saying, wow, we just got freaking Rafael Devers to add with Ramos, Adames, Chapman, Lee. It just, it sends a signal to the fan base, to the clubhouse, to the region of belief. There's belief in this team from Buster Posey, and it's refreshing to see because I never felt like Farhan ever believed this team. I just never felt it from a fan's perspective.
No, I totally agree. This really feels like to me, like at the end, I don't know if you remember, but 2018, they went after Giancarlo Stanton, the Giants.
And was he like, was he Mike
can,
then?
You can have this guy, but you can't have that guy. We'll maybe do this and maybe do that. And the Marlins didn't want any of their pieces. And it was all about like how much money you're going to take on. And look, if you look at who the Yankees traded, they lost nobody. They lost no one in the Giancarlo Stanton trade. Very different players. But like if you're the Yankees, you do that deal every single day and then some.
Yes, because they're the Yankees. They're expected to do that.
Absolutely. This deal reminds me of that deal in the sense of like, you had pieces that they wanted. You executed the deal. You took on all the money. This is what the Yankees would have done. This is what the Dodgers would have done.
The NL West
is loaded.
Honestly, has a just Western Conference feel to it, to do an NBA analogy, where you need to have a star.
No, Joe, it feels like the NFL. No, it feels like the NFL. This division feels like the NFL, meaning everyone is all in every year.
Well, no, for sure. But more so like...
You're talking about stacked division.
I'm talking about stacked division and just doing... Thank you.
And
every you know, the San Antonio Spurs
and
of the world.
Rockies.
I know.
You got to have the Kings.
You
got to
have
there.
The Utah Jazz in there.
Yeah,
like, that's
the Jazz.
That's
there you
exactly
go.
What that
I
is.
I was thinking Sacramento Kings.
But I use that because I am doing like the Jimmy Butler, you know, comparison to all this because the Warriors knew they were in a conference. Well, that's not the East, where I couldn't be an Atlanta Hawks or a Miami Heat and just skate by and be 8 games under 500 and still have a wild card.
Yeah.
No. I'm the 10th spot when I'm 500, and if I don't win here these next few weeks, I'm going to be out. And then all of a sudden, the question starts to come, does Steph want to be here? Like, that's the back of everyone's minds. And the fact that you went and got Jimmy Butler, if you're Mike Dunleavy, it was a signal to the fan base and to the rest of the team that says, we have belief in this core still, and we're doubling down on the Kerr, Draymond, Steph, Jimmy Butler era now with these next 2 years. Now, I got Willie Adames locked up for the next 5 years. We got, you know, Chapman, 5 years. Like, I think it's like at least 5 years for me. That's like this word I'm sending this whole thing. Like, there is a future now I can be excited about.
If you're a young kid, 3 years ago, we would say, whose jersey did you get? You got Jung-Hoo Lee. You got Adames.
Chapman.
You got Devers, Ramos, Chapman.
Webb.
I haven't even gotten out of Bryce Eldridge. I haven't gotten to Logan Webb.
Yeah. Well, Eldridge will still, like, I'm always, the prospect
me out,
of me
though.
Is iffy. Yeah.
That's like 6 guys, and 3 years ago, there wasn't one guy who you'd say, I would buy my jersey for them for my son.
Right.
There are 6 guys for them to choose from.
I know.
It's going to be fewer number 5 jerseys in the stands now.
Oh. Number 5 is Yastrzemski.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.